If you could describe in one sentence what the Comox Valley Child Development Association does, what would it be?
It works with families and their kids when they have extra challenges.
So extra challenges would be meaning things like?
Could be behavior, could be diagnosis like autism, might be some speech problems, some feeding problems, mobility problems. So we have our physiotherapist who helps kids who have mobility issues, developmental delays, all kinds of things. We see every kind of kid here, and you know, we kind of pride ourselves on this is a place where every child matters and every family is welcome.
But yeah, that's the thing. So it's not just children, right? So when a family realizes what they have to go through and what they're facing in life, especially for their children, you take care of the whole family as a unit.
Absolutely. And we believe very much that families are the experts for their children and that we listen to them in terms of what they want and need for their kids, and we support them. Because it's them that's going to be their lifelong caregivers, and so we need to equip them to be able to do it, because they're, you know, there won't be services necessarily forever. So
when people make a donation on Sunday, what does that money go to?
It goes to two main things. Firstly, it goes to just helping us make ends meet. So keeping up with the maintenance of our buildings, administrative, lights, that kind of thing. But hopefully this year, we'll also make enough money that a big chunk of it will go to finishing off our autism center.
And that building is, the brand new autism center means a whole lot to you guys. Why is that?
Well, it's just so much a dream come true, because we've been struggling to provide services to children with autism for a number of years now, close to 10 years, and we just haven't had the right space for it. And the demand on the service has gone up and up, and now we're going to have a space that's going to be built really from the bottom up, thinking about kids with autism. So making sure the light is right, the space is much more suitable for kids with autism. So, and overall, just will give us more space. Right now, there aren't really any offices in the building that don't have more than three people in them. So we're really kind of living on top of each other. So just to have more space in and of itself is going to be fantastic.
Now you ain't either, coach. The Comox Valley's home for world-class rock.